Hi everyone, this is Mugdha. Welcome to the very first episode of 7 Nice Things. And in this episode, I'll be sharing some sweet and spicy things that I like about one of my favorite K-dramas, that is 100 Days My Prince. I know, the title itself is very intriguing and trust me, the whole plot as well is equally intriguing. So buckle up. To start with, I'll tell you a little bit of the background of the plot. Don't worry, I won't be giving you any spoilers. I mean, I would love to, but I won't. Trust me, I won't. It's a story about a prince who gets into an accident, loses his memory. I mean, he hits his head and then loses his memory and also gets separated from his royal crew all in one day. God, he had one adventurous day. Anyways, later on he's found by a villager. Since usually a king or the royal family are known by their position, people seldomly knew how exactly they looked, at least during that era. So no villager is able to recognize him and he ends up living a commoner's life for the next 100 days. Now the plot tells about his struggles, his obstacles that he must endure while surviving as a commoner and what all changes took place in his personality due to his common life experiences. So that's what makes the plot. Now this is just a basic story. The remaining plot has lots of ups and downs, twists and elements of surprises and some sweet and salty things, but for that you'll have to watch all the episodes. Now coming back to the main reason why I started talking in the first place, there are numerous reasons why I like this drama, but I'll try my best to keep this conversation short. I won't talk more, promise. So the very first thing I like about the drama is the amazing chemistry between various characters introduced throughout the story. Now it might be between the two main leads or a supporting actor and a cameo or even between a male lead and a villain. Now my theory is, however might the story be good, a strong chemistry amongst the characters is very important for the drama to be meaningful and successful. And I really find the chemistry among the characters in this drama to be very refreshing and something new. Which also leads to the next thing I like about the drama is the right and appropriate casting. Every single actor, actress literally fits in the given character and lives it throughout the drama. And not only the leads, but even the supporting characters in the drama make sure that we are going to remember them till the very end. And maybe that's the reason, the chemistry and the appropriate casting is the reason why we watch all of the episodes. I mean, for me, it was, they had a major part, major factor watching the whole drama. Okay, so the next reason in the line is the male lead of the drama. Now, as in, male leads acting, don't have any different thoughts, okay? After watching all the episodes, you guys would also agree that the male protagonist is a pretty good reason, in fact a good enough reason for watching the whole K-drama. He is a member of one of the famous K-pop groups, so along with his amazing singing and dancing skills, he has also proven that he can be a very layered and intuitive actor. To be honest, throughout the drama, the character is shown to be in a commoner's life than his royal life. Obviously, it was the drama's need. But the actor's portrayal of a prince trying to live a commoner's life is what got me. His amazing depiction of the character is one of the reasons, one of the few reasons, which makes the audience watch the drama till the very end. I mean, like the last T. You can't just leave in between once you like start liking his acting. And throughout the story, the prince is struggling. As in, the prince's character is struggling in getting used to a commoner's life. And on top of that, he's constantly criticized by the other villagers for not being able to do some labor work. Now, come on, how would a prince know to do a labor work? Anyways, I guess the prince cut some slack because he had a memory loss. And he's also getting scammed by the moneylenders at that time because he wanted to buy something fancy for him because of his royal habits. And is even called out for being a fool. And a lot of things are happening. There are lots of ups and downs. And on top of that, like I said, he has some upper class habits that he can't seem to get rid of even after having a memory loss, which gets him in trouble. So, like if amnesia wasn't enough, his habits are also creating problems for him. Anyways, the dilemma, the constant flashbacks, and the struggle hits the viewer's heart and mind at the right point, and the royal character's constant tagline of "Am I the only one who is uncomfortable?" eventually makes you very comfortable with the drama. Now, another reason I like this drama is the small but very meaningful moments between the male and female lead that you would find throughout the episodes. Like, they are filled in between. I wouldn't say they are exactly fillers because they have much more significance, but they are planted, let's just say, in between. Now, whenever there are two leads, we expect some skinship, right? Some romantic scenarios, maybe even a kiss. Or kisses, plural is always good. But like I said before, this drama offers you never-ending collection of exquisite and beautiful moments which you can't get enough of them. They catch you off guard and you literally end up getting butterflies in your stomach. I mean, even after watching the drama innumerable times, I can't stop blushing whenever I watch those moments or, you know, scenes, moments. And not only the moments, but the adorable banter, the constant bickering, and the sweet and tangy moments between the leads make the already pleasant drama more enticing to watch. And you can't help but binge watch it, like I did. I binged it. So, if you want to binge watch it, 100 Days My Prince is available on Netflix as well as on Viki Rakuten. Make sure to get the spelling right. VikiRakuten. And if you plan to watch more K-dramas, even after this one, Netflix and Viki are your go-to platforms. A lot of K-dramas are easily available on Viki, even the old ones. So make sure to sign up and get yourself an account on Viki for free. So that's it for today, guys. I know I talked a lot, but I hope that you found at least 10% of my talk to be somewhat interesting and helpful. If you want to share any feedback on the episode, just send me an email or drop a comment on Twitter or Instagram, whichever suits you. The mail ID and the social handles are given in the description box. And if you want to get notified about the new episode ASAP, just hit the follow button and sit back. Spotify will make sure to add the episode in your playlist and will send you an instant notification as well. Honestly, I had a great time talking with you guys, and I would love to do so again and again and again and yep, again. Yes, again. Now, I should stop this again thing. Well, see you guys soon with a new episode and a new K-drama on Spotify. Bye!